Peter Overton from the Nightly News on Nine. Peter, welcome.
Dwayne, thank you.
Every day, of course, when you bring the news on simulcast here from 6 p.m. through Hope 103.2, it is your voice that leads us through what is, at times right now, a particularly difficult news bulletin to cover.
It is, because you are reporting on places that you know very well, being my 60 Minutes career taking me to France many, many times and to Paris especially. I covered the riots there quite a few years ago when the disenfranchised young men who live in the enclaves off the tourist strip, which, you know, you think of Paris and you think of the tourist strip, but you don't have to step off far and it's another world out there. So it's my mind is focused on that. My mind is focused, as I'm sure so many of your listeners... minds are focused, because a lot of us are parents and we have kids and we wonder the world that we're heading into. And I often think when I'm reading the news about the future for my children, they're young, I think about the people who are at the Bataclan Theatre enjoying a concert. We've all done that. I took my mum to see John Farnham at the Sydney Entertainment Centre not that long ago. You know what I mean? You think, that could be me. That could be my friend. And you know what? I always think I can't wait to get home and give the kids an extra big cuddle. There's something about having children that emotionally deepens the experience. I think when you present the news and you... I'm a journalist by trade, so I'm up to my neck in it every day. And it's funny, my kids are my touchstone every night. When I drive home, it's almost I can't wait to see them and think there are families... in Paris today, there are families in England. There are, I think there was 19 nationalities who were impacted, who died in that in the bombings and the machine gun fire over there. And, you know, it's funny. You have to think, I think about my kids. I know I was a bit all over the place there, but that's I was just really thinking about them then and how lucky we are.
I think too, particularly from a local level here in Sydney, after the Lint Cafe thing, you know, we all feel, you know, we feel very touched by all of this. You know, it's not something that's, you know, a million miles away. It's, you know, potentially here. We have been touched by this, and it feels very, very real. And I think it tends to, it can darken life a little bit, can't it?
I think it's part of everyone's thoughts at the moment. And yesterday, two blokes were absolutely hammering me because I let a truck driver in front of me, and these two blokes couldn't wait 20 seconds. Mm. And the abuse they hurled at me, and I thought, wow, you're like this on a day that the world is really in a really fragile place. And I thought, wow, get out of the bubble and have a look at what's going on.
So this is the importance, I guess, in the face of what could be a really negative, dark, depressing phase in the history of our communities, where hope's important. Hope as an aspiration, hope that says life does get better, that we are made for community, that we are made to come together. And that's the point of a message through Hope 103.2, which I know you're very passionate about. You spoke of your kids, Peter. And the fact that Hope can be played on your car radio when you're driving around town, when the kids are in the back, and you're not having just to hover over the volume number every now and again, just in case something slips out.
What's that about, Daddy? Hang on.
Don't worry, I've had those moments where something slipped out of my mouth, and don't tell me you guys haven't had those moments. And then they go, what did you say, Daddy? What does that mean?
Pick up everything.
No, I agree. And I'll tell you a quick anecdote. At the kids' school recently, one of the mums said to me, I love listening to Hope and your chat with Ray every afternoon. And I said, I didn't realise you listened to Hope. She said, yeah, because when the kids are in the car, I can't risk a lot of the stuff that I'm hearing. And so that they a lot of people say to me, and it surprises me, and I don't mean that in a wow, you're listening to Hope, but it's big out there. Yeah. And Andrew Scipione, the police commissioner, you know, a fine, fine man, and we go back to leading about terrorism and things like that. We're lucky to have him leading the police force. He told me that they'll often listen to the Nine News simulcast on Hope on the way home, or if they're going to a function, and his media team will. So it's great, the partnership we have. You talk about Hope. I think we've really got to dig deep and have hope, because at the moment hope's being challenged. Yeah. I think you know, our thoughts of our hopes that the world will get better are being deeply challenged, and we've got to hope that our leaders, I think they talk the talk, they've got to walk the walk to give us hope.